Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Not your best offensive effort. Did you see it coming in practice? Were things working better than they worked yesterday against Cincinnati?
Well, we actually had a pretty good week. So it was just a day where we never really found any rhythm. We had it seemed like every series we had a play that kind of knocked us backwards and got us off track and just couldn't string together enough good plays to get us in the end zone. So I said after the game, there's very few games in the NFL where you can score 6 points and win, and we just had one of those days where nothing really seemed to go right, and we had plenty of opportunity out there. We just never took advantage of it. So pretty disappointing to, you know, lose the game, and, you know, hopefully we can learn from it and move forward this week and have our best game. That's what I'm hoping for.
Looking at the broad-based overview of what the offense accomplished in the 12 possessions is so unpatriot-like, and I guess from your standpoint, it's got to be very frustrating. 12 possessions, 8 punts, 2 field goals, a fumble, and an interception. As you said, you're not going to win many games in this league with that.
Yeah, it was pretty poor. I mean, all the way around. There was not a lot of production. There was not a lot of production in the passing game and the run game, and we only had 250 yards offense, 1 of 12 on third down. So if you can't stay on the field because you're not converting third down, then you never really get a chance to balance the game out running the ball. I mean, we had some efficient runs. We just, because we sucked on third down, we just really could never, you know, get them into a situation where, you know, they started playing defensively. So, you know, they were able to really do whatever they wanted with us, and we played totally on their terms all day because of our lack of ability to convert on third down.
Your offensive line struggled like we haven't seen them struggle in a long time. How do you explain that, Tom? Are they losing one-on-one matchups? Is it scheme? Is Cincinnati's front seven just that good? What went wrong up front for you guys?
Well, they got a pretty good group up front. I said that earlier in the week, and they have a pretty good pressure package when they're blitzing guys. But like I said, I think it comes down to, you know, when you play as an offense and they're able to dictate the tempo of the game on defense by getting off the field on third down, by really spinning their calls and mixing in their coverages, mixing in their blitzes, and we never do enough to get them out of their comfort zone, then they're able to tee off on the quarterback. And, you know, I thought our offensive line hung in there. And, you know, we just, I think as a quarterback, as a skill group, we didn't do enough to help the offensive line out to stop them from being able to really dictate their pass rush, dictate their blitzes whenever they wanted to. And, you know, we had plenty of opportunities on third down to convert. We had some first and second down opportunities with a chance to gain, you know, more yards than we did. And because we didn't do that, you know, they totally play their style and tempo. And it was just a all-around poor performance by our offense. And our defense continues to bail us out and really be the strength of our team. But our offense has to at some point start pulling its weight.
Tom, the throw to Nate Solder, how did that work in practice? Pretty well, and was it surprising that the linebacker didn't bite and actually sniffed it out and was there in coverage?
Yeah, we're expecting something different, obviously, and Nate's actually as athletic as they come, so we were just trying to kind of give him a hard sell play action pass, and hopefully they step up, and then Nate would be running free. He got tied up at the line of scrimmage a little bit and looked like, you know, the linebacker actually got his hands on him and slowed him down a little bit, and we just ended up, not executing the play. I mean, we don't draw him up to obviously have happen what happened. We draw him up to try to get those guys clean and free, and then in practice, it actually looked pretty good, so that's why we called it.
Was the pick, Tom, at the end largely a product of the ball? It's just like coming out of your hand, maybe the situation. It was almost like it felt like a monsoon at that point. We're watching on TV. How bad was the weather, I guess, A and B? Did that play a factor in that pick?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't. It just didn't come out the way that you wanted to. I mean, that was, you know, it's just tough conditions. So you I mean, there's both teams are playing in it. You know, a situation where we're throwing the ball on every play. You know, it was just, you know, just a crappy way to end the game. So that was, you know, there was a chance of that rain coming, and you know, I wish it didn't come down to a drive like that. We had plenty more opportunities before, you know, the weather really played a factor.
Yeah, it seemed like the timing could not have been worse for that monsoon to start. It's exactly when you needed to really start throwing the ball a little bit in desperation. And the announcer said they asked you about that the day before, whether you would wear a glove based on the weather forecast, and you said only on the left hand. Based on how much the rain affected that ball coming out of your hand, would you reconsider wearing a glove on two hands in a situation like that again, Tom?
Truthfully, I mean, the way that rain was coming down, I mean, I don't give a crap what you were wearing on your hands. It wouldn't have mattered. That was as much rain as I've ever had in a football game. So, you know, typically that will cater to, you know, some defensive football. But, you know, we got in a situation where we have to pass and, you know, the execution becomes a little more difficult. And we just didn't do what we needed to do. We try to practice in those conditions and get good at those conditions. And, you know, they were playing a pretty soft zone, and I just didn't get the ball where I needed to get it to.
Hey, Tom, after you get sacked a couple of times and you know you're going to be getting a lot of pressure from that stout defensive line from Cincinnati, is turning your back blindly to that defensive line on play action something that starts to feel a little daunting?
I think that when you do that, you're trying to – there's a little bit of risk-reward. So the play action pass and you turn your back to the defense is you're trying to simulate the run and displace their defenders and their zone coverages. You know, we did the same thing on the long pass to, you know, Dobson, mm-hmm. You know, with the catch and run. So it's just, you know, you sometimes when you try it, it looks really good. Sometimes you try it, it doesn't look as good. You know, basically what we're doing on offense, none of it's looked very good. So, you know, whether we turn our back or don't turn our back or play action or run or screen, we're not executing at the level that we need to execute at. So, and we score 6 points. I mean, we really haven't played well, you know, up to our capabilities all season long. And at some point, we're going to have to start doing that on a more consistent basis. It's, you know, we're working hard at it in practice, and we're going to try to correct it. And, you know, it's not like, you know, it gets any easier for us. We played some pretty good defenses. And, you know, this week we play the Saints. They got a pretty good defense, too. They're undefeated. So, you know, we got to start making the plays that NFL players make. And, you know, if we don't, we're going to continue to struggle and not score points and put too much pressure on our defense. You know, but we got to start being able to get the ball in the end zone, taking advantage of opportunities, certainly staying on the field, you know, on third down, you know, by converting. And then when we get the ball in goal line situations, we got to get the ball in the end zone. So, it's just it's a myriad of factors that are leading to our, you know, overall poor performance. And we just have to all look at ourselves and try to make individual improvements so collectively our improvement is better as a team. So that's where our focus is going to be. I mean, the positive is we're 4-1 after all the crap that we've been through this year. You know, we're still in a pretty good position within our division and within the conference. We got our whole season ahead of us, and you know, we need to develop some strengths, you know, that we can really build on going forward. It's only going to get tougher from here.
And although you may be getting a pretty good tight end back, do you think we will see number 87 this Sunday?
I have no idea. You know, I kind of wait and see like everyone else. So it's just, it's not my decision. And, you know, the guys that are out there with, I have plenty of confidence in. So, you know, whatever role anyone plays is really up to them and the way they feel. And, you know, we haven't had them all year. We haven't had them all spring. So we've had plenty of practices without them. But, you know, our overall execution needs to be a lot better regardless of who's out there.
Are you seeing progress? And I know we had Tompkins had a big game in Atlanta. Are you seeing progress, Tom, from the rookie guys, say, from the start of the regular season to right now? Are you seeing these guys moving forward?
Yeah, there's definitely been improvements, and it's not, you know, the rookies that, you know, those guys are doing as good as you could have ever possibly imagined, and they're forced into a situation where, you know, they're having to carry, you know, most of our offense. And you know, they're doing as good a job as they possibly can. So, you know, we've missed Danny for, you know, most of the season. We missed Gronk for most of the season. We missed Shane for most of the season. Those are some pretty good players that, you know, we depended on, you know, going into the season to play a big role. And the fact of the matter is they haven't been out there. So, you know, those other guys are forced to do more, and they've done a great job with it. So, you know, we need to you know, all get on the same page. And we really haven't had a practice where we've had our whole offense out there yet. So, you know, we got to do that first of all, and see what we can really do. And like I said, part of it is establishing what we do well and trying to figure out the things that we can really, you know, the things that we can end up doing in critical situations when we need it the most that we have confidence in. And, you know, we're still trying to, you know, find those things. And hopefully when some guys get healthy, that'll give us a little margin of error, because we'll have some real physical mismatches out there. But until that happens, I mean, we're going to have to continue to do what we can to grind it out and try to be as consistent as we can be.
Tom, there are probably a half a dozen smaller type plays that take place in the game that if it went another way, it might be a little different. And I don't mean game-changing things. I mean small things, like a missed block here, or receiver, or a runner slipping. When it comes to big plays that don't go correctly, do you allow yourself the luxury the day after or the night after when you're looking at film to play the what-if game? Two in particular come to mind. If Bolden doesn't drop the screen pass in the first quarter, that might have been a touchdown. And if Edelman, trying very hard to block for Dobson, doesn't run into Dobson on the 15-yard line, that might have been a touchdown. Those are pretty big plays. Do you allow yourself that, I don't know if the word is luxury, to look at that and say, it almost happened, but for whatever reason it didn't?
Yeah, and you have some opportunity. That's what I mean when I say that, you know, we got to take advantage of scoring opportunities when we have them. So if those are chances for us to score, I mean, those are the ones we can't let go. And I'll say another one, the pass I threw to Danny down to about the half yard line. Mm. You know, if I make a better throw, it's a easy catch and he walks into the end zone. But, you know, he makes a great catch. You know, we get stopped at the half yard line, and then ultimately it ends up being a 3-point series instead of a touchdown. So those are all scoring plays that we can't afford the luxury of, you know, of not making those, because we're not good enough as an offense to, you know, not take advantage of those plays. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, we're not putting up 50 points a game. So, you know, when we do get a chance to put 7 on the board, we have to be able to do it.
Mankin said the offense has let the defense down. Do you agree with Logan?
Yeah, I mean, we have not executed at all to the level of our ability or expectation, and we scored 6 points yesterday. I don't even remember the last time we'd done that. We were 1-12 on third down.
Yep.
We weren't very good in the red area. You know, at other times of the year, we've showed pretty good progress. I mean, including the preseason, we've won 7 of 9 games. So it's not like we're not capable of making plays. We're just not doing it on a consistent basis. And you know, we certainly have a lot of confidence in each other that we can do it better and we can do it on a more consistent basis. So with all that being said, like I said, we're 4-1 and we're in a decent position. We played 3 games on the road. We've played some pretty tough defenses, you know, all 5 of these games. So, you know, ultimately we're going to need to, you know, learn from our mistakes, to correct them, to get back to work, to be mentally tough and be mentally tough enough to put the bad plays behind us, to move forward and to try to go out and make, you know, some really good plays. And the only way you score points is if, you know, you can do it and you have dependability and consistency, you know, on a play in and play out basis. It's, you know, that's the way you score points in the NFL. And you see some of the good offenses that do that, and when there's plays there to be made, you make them. Now, sometimes the defense makes plays, and that's that was a good play by a defensive football team. There's other times where we have opportunities, and we're just, we're not doing it.
You get 3 cracks from the half-yard line and no QB sneak. Why is that, Tom? And were they yelling? Were they expecting you to try to sneak at that point?
Well, we got to the half-yard line, and we ran it on the first down play, and, you know, we actually lost a yard. So now we're on the 1.5. The right. second one, we tried that play action pass to Nate Solder, which, you know, we were trying to fake the run and do that. And then the third down play was, you know, they kind of gave an all-out blitz look. And, you know, we ended up throwing it up to Julian where, you know, the defender made a pretty good play. So, you know, in all three of those situations, our execution could have been better. You know, it really shouldn't even have come down to that. We should have, you know, got in the end zone on the play before that when I threw the ball to Danny, you know, down to the half-yard line. That would have been, you know, a big play in the game.
You know, last year, obviously, you guys led the league at 557 points, I think. This year, you have 95 through five games. Do you believe that, you know, the guys you have on the field with you, assuming Gronkowski comes back, do you believe this is an offense good enough to compete for a championship?
Well, that's a long ways from now. So, I mean, we're kind of still seeking individual improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, things like playoffs and championships are so far from our thinking. It's those things all take care of themselves if you make individual improvement and you make team improvement. So, you know, we're just at a point where we're lacking consistency and. We're lacking consistency on a down-by-down basis. It's leading to too many punts, too many turnovers, and not putting enough points on the board. So, you know, it's very disappointing as an offense when you come out of the game with 6 points. It's, you know, none of us expect that. You know, we all are capable of doing more than that. And but that requires, you know, us making the plays that are there when we have them. And when you play good defenses, you know, they're not going to give them up easily. You got to go out and earn them, and you got to make tough throws, you got to make tough catches, you got to make tough blocks, you got to make tough runs. You know, it's not like they just, you know, we hand it off and run untouched for 50-yard touchdowns. Sometimes you do that, and sometimes it's great. You know, usually don't do it against good defenses. You know, when you play a good defense, you got to earn it, and Cincinnati really forced us to earn it, and you know, we had some situations there in the first half where we could have done a better job, and then in the second half we got some field position and never really took advantage of the field position. When we did get scoring opportunities, we didn't take advantage of those. And, you know, at the end of the game, it's, you know, we're in a situation where it's, you know, kind of an untimely situation where we need to throw the ball on every down, and you know, we just don't get the job done.
Tom, every Monday, Dennison Callahan asks Patriot quarterback Tom Brady a question of the week. It's sponsored by Crescent Credit Union. The question is as follows. Early in the third quarter, Tom, you went to the no huddle, the hurry up. Who and why is that decision made? And if you anticipate it being successful, why not go with it a little bit earlier?
Well, we tried it at the beginning of the second, toward the end of the second quarter, and it looked like something that was, you know, changing the tempo, and we were doing a little bit better job of. So, that was a, you know, that was just a decision we made at halftime, and we tried to move the ball a little bit better. You know, it didn't end up resulting in many points. So, you know, oftentimes I get the question about tempo and, you know, when do we use it? Why do we use it? Typically, you know, it's because we feel like we have an advantage when we do it. Even though we did it and we moved the ball a little bit, we didn't score any points. So it ended up being, you know, ineffective in that sense. So, you know, whatever we choose to do, you know, we need to be more effective doing it. You know, our communication needs to be better, our execution needs to be better, and we've got to score more than 6 points. We got to be better than 1 of 12 on third down. We got to, you know, get the ball in when we get it close. We got to take advantage of scoring plays when we get them. Because, like I said, we're just in a situation where we can't afford not to. It's, you know, we as an offense, we're, you know, we're not good enough to, you know, to go backwards and then think that we can overcome things, you know, in one play. We've got to stay on track. We've got to be more dependable and consistent. And you know, that's all 11 positions on offense, certainly including the quarterback. And, you know, that's what I'm focused on, and that's what I need to do a better job of going forward.
You were flying home from Cincinnati, so you probably saw very little, if any, of the Bronco-Cowboy game. But as a quarterback, do you enjoy playing in those kind of up-and-down shootouts that are ending in the last 2 seconds?
Yeah, we actually got to see a lot of that game. It was on our on the little TVs on the back of the headrest.
Oh, good.
So a lot of the guys watch those. And
is that fun?
You know, you see those offenses. You know, those offenses are extremely productive, and they're, you know, it seems like it's just play after play. You know, they're making plays. That's what it takes to score points. So, you know, it doesn't look like those plays are easy to be made. They're just, you know, they're just making those plays. You know, the quarterbacks both played great games. The receivers played great games. The, you know, when you can get the defenses reeling a little bit and playing defensively, you know, you can do that. You can score a lot of points. So, you know, that's what we're trying to be. We're trying to be a productive offense that puts points on the board every time we go out there. But, you know, the way we're playing right now, we're so far from that. You know, we've got to focus on the details of the plays, the improvements that we can make so that, you know, we can go out there and score, you know, a touchdown. You know, it's not about scoring 50 points. It's about scoring one touchdown first, and then hopefully that one touchdown can lead to another.
I assume at some point this week, Josh will point out that 6 points won't be enough against New Orleans on Sunday. Fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, they're one of the most prolific offenses in the league. They have been for a long time, and they got a pretty good defense too. So that's why they're sitting at 5-0. They're one of the best teams in the league, and you know, we're gonna see where we match up against them. I mean, I feel like we've at times done, you know, a pretty good job. We've got to do it for 60 minutes at some point against a good team. But you know, it's all gonna depend on, you know, our dependability, our consistency, and you know, we're going to need that this week. I don't think that, you know, we could score, you know, 20 points and this team that we're playing, you know, because of what they do offensively, you know, they can put up as many as anybody. Mm. So, you know, we got to try to go out and do that and match them. And, you know, we're playing at home. You know, hopefully our communication's better, and hopefully we can go out and put a bunch of points on the board.
All right, Tom, back to work. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Brady interview.